From Spark and Anvil and Equation Quest, this is Spread and Prize, in Chapter 1 of the Equation Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
For a whole season, Spread and Prize had taught in classrooms at opposite ends of the Academy Hall. And for a whole season, the children had thought of them as opposites, because that is what they seemed to be. Spread, the inky printer with her roller, opened things out. Give her a tidy little parcel, like 3 times x plus 4, and she would roll her multiplication across it until it lay open and spread. 3x plus 12. Prize, the dock worker with her worn pry bar, did the reverse. Give her a spread out heap like 3x plus 12, and she would find what its parts shared and pull it back into a tidy parcel. 3 times x plus 4. The children could not decide which of them was right. So one afternoon, the Academy Master did a sensible thing. She put Spread and Prize in the same room, at the same board, and asked them to teach together.
Spread went first, because Spread liked to begin. She wrote 3 times x plus 4 on the board and set her roller beside it. A parcel, she said. A 3 waiting outside a bracket that holds x and 4. My whole job is to roll the 3 across everything inside. She rolled her hand from left to right. 3 times x is 3x. 3 times 4 is 12. The parcel lies open. 3 times x plus 4 equals 3x plus 12. Nothing was lost. It only changed shape, from folded to flat. The children copied 3 times x plus 4 equals 3x plus 12. It felt like unwrapping something.
Then Prize stepped up, pry bar in hand, and rubbed out nothing. She simply pointed at the flat expression Spread had left. 3x plus 12. "Now watch me put it back," said Prize. "A flat heap. But look what its parts share. 3x carries a 3. 12 is 3 times 4. It carries a 3 too. Both share the 3. The same shared strap I'd prize out on the docks." She set her chalk like a bar against the expression. "So I pull the 3 to the front and tuck what's left in the bracket. 3x plus 12 equals 3 times x plus 4. The children looked from Prize's line to Spread's line, and there was a small, delighted silence in the room, because the two lines were the same line, written the two ways.
The Academy Master smiled and handed a fresh piece of chalk to a girl in the middle row. "You try. Both ways. Start here." She wrote, 2 times x plus 5. The girl took a breath. First, she did Spread's job. She rolled the 2 across. 2 times x is 2x. 2 times 5 is 10. So 2 times x plus 5 equals 2x plus 10. She had Spread it open. "Good," said Spread. "Now give it to Prize's hands." The girl looked at her own 2x plus 10. "Both share a 2, she said slowly. 2x has a 2, and 10 is 2 times 5. So I pull the 2 out front. 2 times x plus 5. She stopped, and her eyes went wide. "It's back where I started. I rolled it open, and then I pulled it closed, and it's the same." "The same road," said Prize. "Walked both ways." She and Spread looked at each other with the particular fondness of two people who had argued for a season about who undoes whom, and have just watched a child prove they were never really opposites at all. "When you're not sure your factoring is right," Prize added, "spread it back open and see if you land where you began. And when you're not sure your spreading is right, prize it back closed," finished Spread, "and see the same." She held up her inky hands. "One road, two directions. If you can walk it both ways, you can never get lost on it."
After that, Spread and Prize taught the last kits of the term together at one board, and the children stopped thinking of them as opposites. They came to see them the way you see the two directions of a single familiar path, the way home and the way out, which are, of course, the very same road. The lesson the two of them hope the children carry is a quiet one, and it is not only about brackets. It is that a thing and its undoing are partners, not enemies. That being able to go a step and take it back is what lets you move without fear, and that when you are unsure, the surest comfort is to travel back and find yourself exactly where you began. When the hall empties, Spread rolls her roller clean, and Prize wipes her bar, and the two of them walk out together, one who spreads, one who gathers, feeling the warm, matched gladness of a pair who spent a season thinking they were opposites and turned out to be two ends of the same good road.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spread and Prize. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.